Schweitzer, Clinton set to profit off war in Ukraine, taking money from whoever will provide it. By Trent Baker on March 8, 2022. With the Clinton Global Initiative, CGI, making a comeback to address the many challenges facing the world today, including the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer, author of Red Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win, highlighted the connections former President Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton have to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Schweitzer told Fox News Channel's Jesse Waters primetime that the Clintons have been taking money from Putin-connected oligarchs and investment banks. He added they will be taking money from whoever will provide it now that they are relaunching the Clinton Global Initiative. "I think you are exactly right to be cynical, Jesse," Schweitzer said. "I mean, just look at their history with Russia and Ukraine. You know, they're talking like Winston Churchill right now. But when it came to Vladimir Putin and Clinton world getting paid by Putin-connected oligarchs, they were more like Neville Chamberlain. People forget this. I mean, Bill Clinton got $500,000 for a 20-minute speech from Renaissance Capital, which was a Putin-linked investment bank. You have the Clinton Foundation taking money from oligarchs that were linked to Vladimir Putin. They were happy to do this even though Putin had just recently invaded neighboring Georgia." He continued, "And then you look at, you know, other parts of Clinton world. You look at, you know, her longtime campaign manager John Podesta. He sat on the board of a small energy company called Juul Energy that took $35 million from a Russian investment fund called Rusnano. It's state government backed. It's called Putin's child because it's close to Vladimir Putin. They were very happy to take that money because it paid well and it greased the skids for them. So, you are right to be cynical, and they're certainly going to be taking money from whoever will provide it now that they are relaunching the Clinton Global Initiative." Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.